Shortly after that, we orbited at Sanctuary. I was glad to be there, as the ship's internal pseudo-gravity field had been off for most of 2 days before that, while the chief engineer tinkered with it, leaving us in freefall, which I hate. I'll never be a real spaceman. Dirt underfoot felt good. The entire platoon went on 10 days rest and recreation and transferred to accommodation barracks at the base. I never have learned the coordinates of Sanctuary, nor the name or catalog number of the star it orbits, because what you don't know, you can't spill. The location is ultra-top secret, known only to ship's captains, piloting officers, and such. And, I understand, with each of them under orders and hypnotic compulsion to suicide if necessary to avoid capture. So I don't want to know. With the possibility that Luna Base might be taken and Terra herself occupied, the Federation kept as much of its beef as possible at Sanctuary, so that a disaster back home would not necessarily mean capitulation. But I can tell you what sort of a planet it is. Like Earth, but retarded. Literally retarded. Like a kid who takes 10 years to learn to wave bye-bye and never does manage to master patty cake. It is a planet as near like Earth as two planets can be. Same age, according to the planetologists, and its star is the same age as the Sun and the same type, so say the astrophysicists. It has plenty of flora and fauna, the same atmosphere as Earth near enough, and much the same weather. It even has a good-sized moon and Earth's exceptional tides. With all these advantages, it barely got away from the starting gate. You see, it's short on mutations. It does not enjoy Earth's high level of natural radiation. Its typical and most highly developed plant life is a very primitive giant fern. Its top animal life is a proto-insect, which hasn't even developed colonies. I am not speaking of transplanted Terran flora and fauna. Our stuff moves in and brushes the native stuff aside. With its evolutionary progress held down almost to zero by lack of radiation and a consequent most unhealthily low mutation rate, native life forms on Sanctuary just haven't had a decent chance to evolve and aren't fit to compete. Their gene patterns remain fixed for a relatively long time. They aren't adaptable, like being forced to play the same bridge hand over and over again for eons with no hope of getting a better one. As long as they just competed with each other, this didn't matter too much. Morons among morons, so to speak. But when types that had evolved on a planet enjoying high radiation and fierce competition were introduced, the native stuff was outclassed.